Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas named its Gaza leader Yahya Sinwar as a successor to former political chief Ismail Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, in a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters' Leila Shahid.
Sinwar, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, evading Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. News of Sinwar's appointment came as Israel braces for a likely attack from Iran following the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. It may also reinforce Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israel must pursue its campaign in Gaza to the end. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire must be the primary goal.
A federal criminal complaint was unsealed Tuesday detailing an alleged plot ordered by Iran to kill a prominent politician or U.S. government official on American soil. VOA Steve Herman reports.
The suspect, Asif Merchant, who was arrested on July 12th, allegedly tried to hire hitmen who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Federal officials are not publicly identifying whom Iran and the arrested suspect wanted to kill, but media reports say the FBI believes former President Donald Trump, who recently survived an unrelated attempt on his life, as well as current and former U.S. officials, were intended targets. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will head Bangladesh's interim government after longtime Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled the country amid a mass uprising that left hundreds of people dead and pushed the South Asian nation to the brink of chaos. The decision announced early Wednesday by the press secretary of the country's figurehead president came during a meeting that included military chiefs, organizers, and student protesters. This is VOA News. Russian authorities claim that a Ukrainian force launched a cross-border incursion into Russia's Kursk region while was being beaten back by troops and local border guards. The Russian Defense Ministry said as many as 300 Ukrainian troops, supported by 11 tanks and more than 20 armored combat vehicles, attacked the Russian border positions on Tuesday. It claimed that 6 Ukrainian tanks, 4 armored personal carriers, and 6 other armored vehicles were destroyed in that fighting. The Russian report could not be independently verified. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Vice President Kamala Harris has introduced their new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
At a raucous rally in Philadelphia, the vice president introduced her running mate.
Welcome the next vice president of the United States, Tim Walz.
Harris called Walz the kind of vice president America deserves. An ABC News Ipsos survey conducted before he was selected but after vetting began showed that nearly 9 in 10 U.S. adults did not know enough to have an opinion about Walz. The former teacher, coach, military veteran, and congressman says he's ready for the intense sprint to Election Day.
So we got 91 days. My God, that's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Harris hopes Walz will help her shore up her campaign standing across the upper Midwest. I'm Norman Hall.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that Israel's Olympic team says that their athletes have received threats as they compete in Paris.
The president of the Israeli National Olympic Committee says that the team has received centralized threats meant to generate psychological terror in their athletes. Last week, Paris prosecutors opened an investigation into emailed death threats to Israeli athletes. There was also a leak of some of the Israeli athletes' personal data online, and Israeli athletes reportedly received discriminatory gestures during an Olympic match. Tom Ruvaney, the Israeli who won gold in windsurfing over the weekend, was among those who says he's received threats. He says that politics should be put aside during the games. 52 years ago, 11 Israeli athletes were killed at the Munich Olympics. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Bolivia's socialist president, Luis Arce, says that national referenda will be held soon on the removal of politically combustible fuel subsidies and the constitutionality of presidential re-elections. The votes would be the first offer of a concrete path out of the country's economic morass and political limbo, but he did not say when they would be held. Arce announced the referenda in his speech Tuesday from the southern historical capital of Bolivia, or as Bolivia marked the 199th anniversary of its independence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.